This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Zimbabwe's rival political parties wrapped talks in South Africa. President Robert Mugabe's reps met with the Movement for Democratic Change Party, but the opposition leader stressed these were not formal negotiations. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton has more.
As a first step, Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, insisted that his negotiators were setting out conditions under which talks with President Mugabe's representatives could take place after his disputed re-election last month. Tsvangirai said nothing could happen until Mugabe's party militias ended state-sanctioned violence and repressive legislation designed to silence the Zimbabwean people. He also demanded the release of more than 1,500 political prisoners. And Tsvangirai called for an expanded mediation team to include a permanent envoy from the African Union. Mugabe has insisted that any negotiations and the opposition must first recognize his controversial re-election as president. The West has called for UN sanctions against Zimbabwe.
NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton reporting. The Zimbabwe talks were about political power. In China, they're talking nuclear weapons. Talks on North Korea disarming entered their second day. The U.S. and four of North Korea's biggest Asian neighbors are there. Earlier, North Korea agreed to cooperate on its nuclear program in exchange for energy and other aid. Now, time to talk details. North Korea says it hasn't gotten all the promised power help. In turn, the U.S. says the North has ways to go on disclosure. A shooting in North Korea is further complicating relations with its southern neighbor. A soldier in the north shot and killed a South Korean tourist. She apparently wandered off a resort into a military area. The tourist was there as part of a government program to increase cross-border ties. That program now on hold while the South investigates. News of the shooting just hours after South Korea's president gave a nationwide address calling for more contact between the Koreas. Tourist concerns in Britain as well. The issue there, sex tourists. Larry Miller is in London with more on tough new legislation there.
The new British law will be used to prosecute those who carry out sexual activities that are legal abroad but illegal at home. A government official says the law sends a tough message designed to deter traveling sex tourists. Britain has signed agreements with international police and child protection agencies to share information, especially about known child sex offenders.
Larry Miller reporting from London. The Federal Communications Commission chief slapping down Comcast on internet access. He wants them punished for blocking access of certain users. The complaint is Comcast restricted access for customers using file sharing software. Comcast says it was just trying to manage traffic to make sure heavy file swappers didn't slow things down for others. That's your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mark.